This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Thank you, Fremont
Yay.
Bank.
All right, so it does look like we have another nice day ahead, and yet I did look at the forecast after Sarah pointed it out, and it looks like we have a chance for rain this upcoming weekend.
Which we can use.
Yeah, we could use it. It'd be nice if it was going to get cold enough up in the mountains for that to be snow, but yep. That doesn't look like we'll see snow. Crunch.
Yeah,
that's not
oh
good.
Well.
But Johnny's up there, and he's been skiing and everything, right?
He has. It's limited, limited stuff open, but they're up there playing in the snow.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, he just performed another spectacular Johnny Mosley pod.
Oh.
Which goes up today, I believe.
A little later on today, yeah.
All right.
Very
exciting. So check him out. It is exciting. You know, you get to do a show with an Olympic hero. That's pretty great.
It's fun. It is. It's a good time.
All right, so where to begin? I guess right here.
All right.
Two allergic reactions to Pfizer's vaccine in the UK prompt a warning.
Oh.
They're not saying it was, you know, life or death, but they're saying that people who have a significant history of allergic reactions shouldn't receive the new Pfizer vaccine, pending an investigation of two adverse reactions reported on the first day of the UK's mass vaccination program. So two out of however many they administered is not a lot.
Not horrible, but if you're, you know, prone to... And did they happen, do you know, instantaneously? Did they have to, you know, give them, what's it called, anaphylactic or something?
Oh, I don't think it was that bad. They say that both patients are recovering well. And that they took the precautions sort of necessary to make sure these people were safe, but it doesn't say anything about emergency.
They didn't have to hit them with an EpiPen.
No, it doesn't say anything about that. I think that that's not surprising.
Well, right. I mean, it's, you know, you roll it out to tons of people, there's bound to be people who have a reaction.
Right. And we're also, for some reason, becoming more allergic as
we speak, Vinny.
Than we've ever been. It's really weird.
It is weird. Everyone's got an allergy to something.
Right.
Things you're like, that seems so benign. Like, how could anyone be allergic to that? But they are.
Yeah. And normally I don't have that, so this sort of puts me in the, I'm still getting the thing.
Yes.
So we'll see if anything comes up that makes me go, oh, no.
Right. Well,
drunks
so far,
can't get this thing. Oh, there's alcohol in it, or you know, whatever.
Right.
Whatever the thing is that makes me go like, ah, oh, crap. Now I got to stay in more. Shoot. Anyway, so there's that. There were two allergic reactions to the mass vaccinations happening in the UK. Ours, I think, are going to begin next week. which I'm excited for. I have frontline workers as friends and frontline workers as family. Mm-hmm. So I most importantly know they're out there every day dealing with this.
Yep.
And I also, I would like to think that people in grocery can walk to the front of the line as well.
Because I would too. Anybody who interfaces with the public at large should be first on the list.
Yep. I'd like to think that that's the way that's going to go. So we'll see. All right. So this is, I wanted to do this right off because it's light and stupid and fun-ish.
Okay.
Marriage milestones. There's some, you know, sure. I guess marriage is the first one.
Right.
This
We've
relationship's finally reached that point where
the journey has begun.
It's either on or off. I don't know why it has to be that way, but it seems that it has to be that way.
I'll lock this person down.
What is it that you said to John? What are we doing here?
Yeah, what's happening here?
Where
is this going? What are we doing here?
Roommates? Yeah. What is this?
What is this? Marry me. Come on, buddy.
Best damn thing he ever did, too. Look at him go.
I know. He's great. Ugh. Where would I be without him?
Well, I was actually complimenting you, but, you know, okay.
Thank you. I mean, he's clearly the better half in this.
Well, he's a nice person, but he's also sleeping in.
He is a nice person.
He is.
Every day.
Well, he was up late doing the work I needed him to do last night. And
Is that right?
Whenever anything breaks. John!
Right. No, we're familiar. Anyway, so marriage is one of the milestones, and then I guess if you get to your first anniversary, you feel like, oh, we got this thing figured out.
We did it. Made it to a year.
So one of the milestones is, when do you start having three ways?
Hmm. Oh, that's a milestone, huh?
I guess. I don't know. I mean,
I haven't hit that one yet. I'm thinking you hit that one right about the time you're done being married to that person.
So you and John have never had what you'd call a three-way.
No, we've never had a three-way.
And is it because you just don't think that that's, like, what's the...
It's a terrible idea.
If he said to you, listen...
I'd be very concerned, Vinny.
You would?
Yes. Because I do truly believe that when you are asking to bring a third person in, you're asking to completely change the nature of your relationship because you're not into your relationship anymore.
Well,
that's what I believe.
I bet that's a very popular opinion. And that part of the reason I wanted to do this story is because I think this is interesting. So there's an app called ThreeFun. It's where people go who are looking for threesomes instead of waiting in the bar forever before someone finally shows up that isn't gross and that is willing.
That person's effable. Let's please say yes. Listen, I'm going to say this too. That's what I think. That's the end of the relationship. I am just not a vibe. I'm a pretty open person. I'm open to things. I feel like I have really different ideas than other people on a lot of stuff. So I am not evolved enough. That's all. This is my problem, not yours. Happy married couples having three ways.
Well, look, we all struggle with different things. There's no doubt. As we discussed earlier in the week, I believe I know about zero of my wife's prior sexual history.
Have you found some out?
And I'm comfortable with that. Oh, I like it. It's fine for me. I know there are people who are like, how could you not?
Yeah. I'd like to know more.
I don't need to
know. I feel
like
for the show you should.
It's not. Never mind. I can't even say it. It's her story to tell. She told me something and I went, oh, that is not fun.
Oh. Now I know that.
Great. Anyway, they ask couples on the app to share the point in their marriage when they started discussing having threesomes. And like you, I'd probably think that over cornflakes, that is a choke. That is a milk spray, you know, response. Like, what the hell?
I'd like to bring another man into the relationship. What?
The majority of people who have threesomes talked about it before they were ever even married.
Oh.
So it was part of their relationship prior to the marriage. That's a third of the people who do these three ways.
So it already worked for them.
It was already part of their deal. Right. And that to me seems like, oh, all right, so these people were those people before they ever got married.
Right.
And it isn't one of those crunchy, you know, flew out of my mouth while after a night of too many drinks and I shouldn't right. have said that and I can't put it back in.
We were always sexually adventurous. We always right. kept that separate from our one-on-one relationship. Yeah, some people can do that.
And the next big number is within the first 3 years of the marriage. So again, it's not something that got, you know, it's not 20 years in
right.
where someone's like, I cannot even raise the flag on this thing anymore. I got to get another person in here.
Right.
I need some help. I need something else. I need some excitement. It doesn't happen like that. I thought that was really kind of interesting. So, you know, the numbers, they have a full breakdown. But most of the people doing three ways, most of the married people doing three ways either did it before they ever got married or very early on in the relationship.
Well, if it works for them, fantastic.
That's I think it paints a much better, safer
Sure.
picture than, you know, I picture myself sitting there trying to eat my oatmeal and hearing that, you know, we need to get another penis in this relationship and me just choking and falling off my chair and then crying and then breaking up with her and then leaving with a guitar and a surfboard and a blanket.
And two kids.
Well,
you got to get your kids out
of
here.
She's bringing them too.
That woman's crazy. Yeah.
I got to bring them to the apartment as well?
Yes, Ben.
Well, great.
Why don't you send her to the apartment? You just keep the house. Why does she have to keep the kids? At least take one of them.
I just assume that's not the way that works. Okay. Mm.
She's very, very busy. So.
Anyway. So there's that story. Here's another one that is, I found just classic. Too good to be true. And I'm surprised it hasn't happened to you.
Okay, let's hear it. Maybe it has.
A woman named Marquita Green just posted a video on TikTok of the voicemail her grandma left her.
Oh.
So her grandma, unfortunately, accidentally sexted her.
Yeah.
As in, her grandma sent her.
No.
Her granddaughter.
No.
A nude photo.
No.
And in the voicemail, her grandma says, I apologize so much, honey. I meant to send that to my friend Brian. Please delete the picture on your phone. So grandma is in the process of working it all out. Unfortunately, her
victim.
Granddaughter says, I can't even function.
Nana. I'm actually trying to picture my rest in peace, both of you. I'm trying to picture my grandma's. I mean, that's like my kids getting a picture from my mom.
I don't have the picture.
All right.
But I have the audio.
Well, I hope she
didn't. This is your grandmother. I apologize so much. I sent you pictures. I pushed your name by mistake. I meant to send it to my friend. Please delete that picture from your group. Please, Grandma, baby. Grandma, when I looked up at my thing and I seen that, I felt so bad. I was sending it to Brian.
Well, that is the right response, I guess, right? I mean, not like... Here's a glimpse into the future.
Poor grandma.
Oh, that's so funny. Grandma must have almost fell right off her seat. Like, I just sent that to
I hate technology.
I just sent a photo to my granddaughter.
I really wonder what was in the photo. Does it say?
It doesn't, but I mean, you have to believe what I just said, right?
Let's just hope it was just a half moon of a nip.
You can't know.
You know,
you're telling me old people are prude? I doubt it.
Please. Well, look, I'm just trying to make it better for the girl whose name I can't remember. Some weird name.
Marquita. I don't know this lady's age specifically, but when you get, you know, on the last holes of the back nine, I'd like to think you care. You give two craps about modesty, and you're really all about getting what you want.
Everyone knows the man likes a mystery.
No.
You can't give it all at once.
No.
My young granddaughter, here's a little example. of how you keep a man interested. Now, if you're spread eagle on the bed, he's already seen it all. You don't buy the cow when you're getting the milk for free.
After reading this more, I think that that voicemail is a fake one. Somebody else made that because of this person posted the, oh, the reaction to seeing their grandmas.
The voicemail, let me make sure I've got this
what
for
I
you.
Played so, was a
oh you think
a that, TikTok
no
a
that's the real deal there like you so, young whippersnapper.
Marquita posted a video of the voicemail her grandma left her, so there is audio somewhere.
If that's not it then
I don't know, but that's she
ah
did
that's
leave.
It that is the genuine article.
The
right there.
The audio on her
oh,
TikTok,
honey,
so it's
I'm
out there.
I'm so terribly sorry that you saw Nana's naughty bits.
I
now you just
so much.
You need to get one of those. I've seen it. It's on Men in Black. They'll just erase a tiny portion of your memory.
It's so.
Funny. I'll pay for it. It's on me. You just forget about. Delete the picture. And let's get this taken care of.
Too fun.
Oh, my God.
You don't think your mom is sending nudes, do you?
I certainly hope not. And if she does, please do not send them to my sons. I have already screwed up their lives enough. I don't need them seeing that. Grandmas, do not send your nudies
oh, that
to
didn't
your,
even occur to me.
To your grandchildren.
Anyway,
oh my God, that's such a great story though. Just because it happens. How many times have you sent a text to someone that you go, "Oh crap, oops, that was I sorry, meant that for someone else." And I'm just talking, "Hey, can you pick up butter at the store?" You know, something innocent. Now you're sexting your granddaughter.
I just went to Marquita Green's TikTok, and that's the same.
Oh, so that is
the same audio. That is the audio.
The article I was reading just said something else. That's all.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it'll become one of those pieces of audio that gets used by everyone on TikTok as they act it out. And
mm-hmm.
That's Grandma's apology. I am so sorry. And then Brian's like, "Why'd you bring me into this? Crap! I just went viral.
Now, Nanny,
in my,
you know I'm
in
married.
My 80s.
Lucky me.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's how this works, because we are all working remotely, and well, we stopped using the phone I don't know how many
10
years
ago
anyway,
easily, at least.
But we like to hear from you on text, so text us 800-400-3697 if you have an opinion or a contribution. We'd love to have it. Here's a couple. 510, my sister, the lipstick lesbian, was third for two couples and she had a blast.
Oh, okay. Well, good for her. Lipstick lesbian means like a pretty lesbian?
I haven't heard that one in a while, actually. Yeah. I kind of thought that would have...
Or like a lesbian who sort of like enhances her femininity as opposed to...
Exactly.
Cutting off all her hair and getting all butch with it.
There are those lesbians that kept the mullet alive during its dark years. And then there are those other lesbians.
They're like, see,
that,
we told you, it's back.
Right. It's turns back, and we've been waiting this
edge.
Whole time right here.
That's it.
It's perfect.
Now we got to come up with some new haircut. Damn it.
Don't worry. The mullet will go back out. You just keep yourself where you're at.
I think I'm going to get one of those. Let it
what?
Grow out. Yeah. I think I'm going to let the back grow out and just keep the front short. Be all Miley Cyrus on you guys.
Well, you did that. That's the first time you did let it grow out, you had that sort of shag going. It looked great. Isn't that the first haircut that Sharuti?
Yeah, but I'm talking about like let's let it get long. It you know, I want a real mullet.
Okay,
that'll be fun.
You should do it.
I should. I know. I'll go as Miley Cyrus for. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
I'll go as Miley for Halloween. I'll wear one of her slutty outfits. That'll be good, right? I'll
the
look
last
so
thing
good
I want.
In that.
415 says, the last thing I want during a pandemic is a three-way. I really cannot handle one more person in my house. You know, I'd be curious. I haven't seen a story about it, and I do know what's happening in my house because I'm witnessing it. But the amount of damage to the house, because we're all in it all day, every day.
You mean like just wear and tear?
Just wear and tear. The kids have destroyed the couch. They've destroyed the carpet. Like, the carpet was brand new when we moved in. And over the course of this year, through different forms of keeping themselves entertained, there's a lot more wear on things than there should have or would have been.
That
I should believe.
Have all been happening at Sue's house. This is ridiculous.
That's right.
She's the one who we pay to get her carpet
ding,
replaced.
Ding. You're right.
It's ridiculous.
That's exactly right. I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with something new for the Olympics. I've got some, I have some weird celebrity stuff too, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.